Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to another episode of the Conversations Brewing Podcast with your hosts, Divya and Ravisha, two coffee-loving best friends who dive into weekly conversations on wellness, culture, and growing into your authentic self.
As two healthcare professionals, children of immigrants, and humans always striving to learn more, they bring their unique complexities of their wellness journeys into this podcast space by sharing their stories and featuring other like-minded experts in the field.
Always with a cup of coffee in hand, humor, and never-ending authenticity, dive in with the two of them as they brew the kind of conversations that we don't have enough of, but that matter the most.
What are the good things about dating? Like, what should you look for in a partner? What should you not look for in a partner? Like, what's healthy interactions? Like, I feel like those are things I didn't know. And it's something that I think is really valuable.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Conversations Brewing. This is Friday for us when we're recording. So happy Friday, Divya.
Happy Friday. We've made it through another week. Yay. Yeah,
long week. We're both drinking a coffee right now, and I feel like we haven't done this in a while. What kind of coffee are you drinking?
Just a plain Jane iced coffee with some coconut milk, like the coconut almond creamer from Trader Joe's. Have that in there, and I don't have any flavoring. I really just like only the coffee. What about you?
Nice. I'm drinking like an espresso coffee with almond milk.
Oh, wow, look at us with our non-dairy milks and our stomach issues.
It's really cold in Chicago today. I'm going to pull up my weather app because for our listeners who don't live in Chicago, lucky you, tell you the weather. Currently, it's 12 degrees is the high.
Oh, my gosh.
And oh, my God. The feels like is 3 degrees.
Ew, hold on. Let me see what I'm at. Okay, it's 20 degrees here and the feels like is 4.
It is unbearably cold.
It's like really cold right now. I have my workout class in like a little bit, and I'm kind of just like dreading having to walk.
Oh no, are you going to walk?
Yeah, probably, because then I have to figure out parking and I have to get street parking, and then it's going to be a pain to find parking. So I'm like, oh, I'll just walk, but I'm kind of dreading it. Maybe I can get Raj to drive me, but I'm not sure. But anyway, that's a problem for an hour from now.
Yeah. We're here today to talk about dating advice that we would give to our 16-year-old self.
Yeah, so like get your time traveling hat on, put it on. We're going back in time to when you were 16. I really am excited to excited and mortified to reflect on 16-year-old us. But
16-year-old us was interesting. I feel like when I think about that time, wow, being in high school is so hard.
I know. We would like wake up every day and be like, life is so hard. What is that? What is that song? That one that I just love that song. I'm just a kid and life is a nightmare.
It's like from The Simple Plan or
Oh my God, I love them and their songs. Like, but that song I remember was like my anthem. I would just like love it. And I felt everything was horrible, you know, like raging teenage hormones and none of us can regulate and we think everyone's against us.
I know. And I feel like during that time, I'm actually really grateful we were in high school when we were in high school, because I can't imagine being in high school right now with so much more social media and so much more like what you post online, like that kind of stuff. Like we barely had Instagram, like we had Facebook and stuff, but it wasn't as crazy as it is now. So I can't even imagine for the 16-year-olds out there right now. I mean, they look better than we did.
Yeah, I always like see, I actually saw on my For You page last night, it was like this, she was like 16 or 15, whatever. She was getting ready for bat mitzvah. and she was literally like doing her makeup to get ready for with me. She was using like the Charlotte Tilbury Flawless Filter and like the Charlotte Tilbury concealer and the Rare Beauty blush, like all the stuff that I'm like, I go to Sephora and buy with like my hard-earned adult money. I'm like, how is it? Like, what? She was like, I just had the best Sephora haul. I'm like, oh my God, remember we would go, we'd save money and we'd buy like Wet n Wild at CVS. Remember that eyeshadow palette from Wet n Wild? Like that was like eggshell color. It was like pink and cream and it was like a three yes. Colors. Yeah, those.
Yes, I used to use yours because yes. I didn't have it.
Yeah, that one was like OG. And yeah, so
and that's so funny. It's so funny that you're talking about eyeshadow palette because my like older sister had bought like the Naked palette for like, the first time. And the hold that eyeshadow palette had on me, like I was like so mesmerized.
I know, we were trying so hard and then like going so heavy on the bottom liner. I wore so much bottom liner, like oh my God. But yeah, that would be one thing. It's not a dating advice, I'll tell my 16-year-old self, but I would be like, girl, lay off the bottom liner, like and you would just wear a lot of bottom liner but like no mascara, so it wouldn't even out. I would just wear a lot of bottom liner
because like we would like try to look natural without looking natural. I think like that's what we were like trying to do, like, oh yeah, like I'm not really wearing makeup, no,
I'm just having a lot of bottom eyeliner but no makeup.
Those were
and
the days.
Now Alex Earl comes around and does white liner and everyone's back on that one. So
Alex Earl has a chokehold on us and it's crazy how much I'm like in love with this 22-year-old.
Dude, she is so cool. And it's honestly, she's so cool. Like, I love her authenticity. And that is just, that's the thing I think that has a chokehold over me is she is so fun and just does whatever she wants. And she's so kind too. If you see how she talks to like her audience, she is so sweet. And like, I mean, of course I don't know her personally. I would like love to hope that she is as sweet of a person as I'm perceiving her to be online. But from what I'm perceiving, she like is very grounded. And every time she's like doing her makeup and going to an event, she's like, you guys, I can't believe this is real. Like, why did they invite me? Like, this is so weird. I don't know why I'm getting invited to things. And she just has like this imposter syndrome like the rest of us. And I just find her so relatable.
I know. And there's something about like her get ready with me's that like I'm just so invested in. Like she'll be like, get ready with me to go to class or something. And I'm like, okay, yeah, let's hear it.
what are you doing? Going to class? What's class
up today? You know? But I don't know. Also like for like, I think when we were like a little bit younger too, like we were really into like the YouTube makeup artists, like, you know, there's so many of them, but like, and now they're like much older. So it's funny how like the generation has changed. It's like not like the YouTube makeup artist now, but it's like the TikTok makeup artist. And they like just sit and talk to you on camera.
I know, it's so cool. So I mean, yeah, she's awesome. But anyway,
okay, so I guess going back,
I was gonna be like, how can I bring this back? I wonder how she would talk to her 16-year-old self. But overall, we're doing a blast from the past and thinking about what we would talk to our 16-year-old selves about dating. Now, keep in mind, Ravish and I were very different in terms of our high school dating, love lives, what we wanted in relationships in high school. So you'll have a like unique perspective of two different people, and maybe you'll align with one of us, maybe mixes, maybe both, I don't know, but I think it's cool to have different perspectives.
Yeah, that I'm glad you brought that up. We were really different in that way, but then also had each other's back like so hard, like no one could mess with Divya, or like Divya wouldn't let anyone mess with me. Like I'm just like smiling to myself right now thinking about like how much we kind of took care of one another in a way, and like we protected each other in a way that we didn't know that we needed to be protected.
Exactly. That's a really good way of saying it, is we really did like take care of each other and protecting each other and took care of each other's hearts, and in a way that I don't know if a lot of people had when they were just like figuring love out.
How would you describe yourself as a 16-year-old dating, Divya?
Just like clueless. Like, literally, that's, like, the main word I can think is, like, close to the core. It's just, like, I think we also have this unique element of just like what dating is, at least for us, like in our homes and cultures, is it was like, oh, don't date, don't talk about it. We didn't know like what to look for in a partner, what we should do. Like, it wasn't as openly discussed, it wasn't normalized. So honestly, like, clueless, like that I would be like, oh, I want to, I'm attracted to this person, I like them, I want to date them, but like, how do I date them? How do I get their attention? So, you know, we just like don't know what we're doing. You're just like texting them, going to them in the hallway, like trying to talk to them 100 times, and they might totally not be interested, but you don't know what those cues are. And you're just like, it's just so like, literally, I can't think of a word other than like clueless.
I know. And the only examples we really had of dating culture was what we saw on TV. And that's not realistic either. Fair. And then the people around us, but they were just as clueless as we were.
Yeah. Like they all, our parents, I mean, for background, both of our parents all had like arranged marriages. The culture is very different around their relationship. So we didn't know what that looks like to date and try to find a life partner. Or, I mean, not like we were looking for, I was looking for a life partner at 16. I didn't know what the heck I was looking for, but you know, we didn't know that process.
Exactly. And so when it did come time to when we would like talk to guys and stuff, I think we really had no idea what we were doing. And I think like we're emphasizing that because there's, when you don't know what you're doing, like there's just like, you have no idea like what's going to happen and like how things like, I don't know, like the events that unfold, I guess.
Yeah. And you don't know how to handle it. Like, you don't really know what you're getting yourself into. Like, for example, now I have the awareness that, okay, I respond or act in this kind of way. I am using Roger as an example because obviously I'm married to him, but like he will respond like this, right? Or like I can kind of have a sense of like any guy right now, like, oh, if I talk to them or ask them this, they might respond like this. We like didn't know that. That all came from learned experience. You're just like talking to someone. And I also didn't have a lot of like friends who were guys. Like now I talk to more guys in terms of just like, you know, you work and you had, you talk to them in like academic settings and whatever, stuff like that. But I think then for me trying to interact with guys, I didn't even know like how that was. Like, you're just clueless, literally. I can't.
I used to,
but
like,
you're confused.
Yeah. I used to be so shy.
Yeah.
And like not say anything. I used to be like so talkative, right? And like say all these things. And then a guy would maybe like join our conversation and like I would go mute, like silent. And it's funny because whoever guy she was talking to, I would be like their best friend because I would just like talk to them a lot.
And I'd be like people would think that we were both dating them, maybe. They'd be like, what? But like, cause yeah, we were just like both besties with them.
Yeah. And it, cause like they'd be like, oh, like, I would just be like Divya's couple therapist, which I had like no right being, but I was.
Ramesha, what do I do with XYZ? She's like, okay, like.
Yeah, like I would like have conversations with like both parties and then talk to one another about it and then like be like the neutral person in the conversation.
It's kind of funny that I ended up being the therapist over here.
I know.
You were destined since 15 years.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but she had the experience and she was like, you know what? I'm done with this. Like, no, I can't do this. But yeah, it was like, because you just don't know what you're doing. You're clueless. And, you know, I needed that. And for you, I guess, what was your experience of dating as a 16-year-old?
Yeah, I would agree with being clueless. And then I guess this is what I wish I had advice like given to me when I was 16-year-old, but like to just be like more confident in myself. Mm-hmm. I think like I used to like second guess like every single thing and like question it all the time. And Divya can attest to this too, but I'd be like, I don't know, like he said this, like does that mean that he likes me or like he wants to hang out with me? And like just always like not just feeling so unsure of myself. Yeah. And if I do have like a kid one day or like guy or girl, like I feel like my number one advice to me is like be confident in who you are and like back that up, like back up who you are. Like don't let anyone tell you otherwise, because it's such a weird age to be like 16 or like 17, you know, dating, because you are figuring out a lot of yourself out, but then Like you still have character, you still have a personality, and like you should just like stay true to yourself.
Exactly. And you're like, you're still growing and developing, and you know, you just need to take it day by day and step by step.
Yeah.
So that's definitely good advice, because I wouldn't, because one, when you're not confident, you're not confident because we don't know what the heck we're doing. So I think it's important to like, really, that's something I want to do. And I appreciated you bringing up, like, you have a child, what you're going to do. Cause I definitely want to talk openly about dating, but more so like, what are the good things about dating? Like, what should you look for in a partner? What should you not look for in a partner? Like, what's healthy interactions? Like, I feel like those are things I didn't know. And it's something that I think is really valuable in sharing with it, because they don't know either. Like, we learned that, like, I learned how I want to be treated in a relationship, and now I make sure I strive to be treated that way in a relationship. But at that age, I didn't even know, and no one told me.
Yeah, I know. And like, I just remember just being so passive about things. Like, I'd be like, not that like, you know, that like I let people like walk all over me or anything like that, but I just would be like, just let things go, or like, you know, not like speak up for myself when I should have. And again, I think that comes back to like the confidence thing and just like not being sure of myself. And so I think like that is how like I'm sure like many other like 16-year-olds can feel. And so you just never want someone to like walk all over you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's like, especially as women, I think that we're already so like societally, I can't even freaking think of the word, Friday brain, like the normalized to kind of put our needs aside and, you know, would kind of not be as confident and like in that, like, I don't want to say submissive, but you know, like not kind of putting these big parts out about ourselves. And so I think that that's something definitely for a daughter I would want to express, be like, you to be confident, like no matter what your settings, and you know, you're also learning, like just like you can make mistakes. So I think that's important.
Yeah, of course, like no one is perfect, and no one is expecting you to be perfect. And so like, it's okay if like, you know, you're making mistakes, you know, you're learning as you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Ravisha and I didn't plan this, and I'm going to throw this idea at her and we're going to see how she reacts. So I say, for doing this episode, let's do like a fun little hot seat for each other. We bounce back and forth, like we're throwing it like a potato at each other. So I'm going to throw at you, and then you say your advice, and then say a few words about it. I'll react, and I say mine, then you say yours. So it's kind of like a little bit of a popcorn, and we just go back and forth.
Okay, sure. Let's see how this goes.
And we can do it for the next 8 hours.
All right, let's do it. You start it, though.
Oh, man. Oh, well, I came up with the idea. So I
Yeah, but like, you just threw that idea at me. Like, I'm not prepared.
We just talked about being confident. Okay, we're still as clueless right now. But anyways, okay, advice I would tell my 16-year-old self about dating. One, that you're not true. You're not expecting too much for wanting to be like cared for and loved. Like, I feel that we all want to just be loved or cared for when we are like naturally, right? Yeah. But it's just like at that age, I feel like it might have come off too much. I didn't know how to like regulate that properly. Like, oh, I want attention. So it's like throwing yourself at people or like screaming and throwing a tantrum. But the bottom line of it is like, okay, you want to be cared for by someone, and there's nothing wrong with that. I wish that someone had said that more to me. Like, it's okay that you want to be cared for, you want to be loved, but like, here are ways to, you know, do that in a healthy way. Here's how to communicate that. Like, that's what I wish I had. But like, what I would tell myself is that core is fine. Because I think for so long, I felt like there was something wrong with me that I wanted to be like cared for.
You just had certain expectations that you wanted met, but just did not know how to like say that.
How to express that. Exactly. Yeah. And so when you're working with other 15, 16-year-old adolescents that don't know what the heck they're doing either, it's just all of us feel crazy. But anyway, yeah, that's mine. Okay. Throwing the potato to you.
All right. Listen to your friends. And I say this because your friends at that time know you pretty well. And so if, even now, I think this advice holds true, but like, your friends are like looking out for you, I hope. You know, sometimes there's a bad seed out there. You can't control that. But your friends are looking out for you and they're giving you honest advice for a reason. So like, take that in and don't just like dismiss them if they're like speaking to you out of concern or like they feel like you're not doing something like that's best for you. Like, listen to your friends. Like, they're going to have your back at the end of the day and like they're going to be the ones to pick up the pieces as well. Okay, back to you.
Mine is to fight fair. I feel like as teenagers, you don't know how to fight and you obviously have disagreements. And so you end up really just like hurting one another or saying things that are really mean to each other or going behind each other's back. And that's one, like, I think we need to be just like modeled healthy conflict, but also just like fighting fair, like having conflict, that's okay. Because it's just like, I think about arguments I had with like high school boyfriends. I'm like, oh my gosh, they were so chaotic, like so explosive and chaotic. And it's just like
just so many emotions all at once.
It's like, you just don't know how to regulate your emotions. So some of it's like, developmental. There's only so much you can do, but at the same time, like fighting fair, I think is so important because it only creates, you know, disconnection. But
yeah, I agree. That's a good one.
Yeah. We didn't know that. Okay. Your turn.
Put yourself first. I feel like sometimes it can be really easy, like when you're that young, that like, I don't know, whoever you're dating, like you want to make, you will do anything to like make them happy. Because like, right, like that's what you think it means to be in a relationship. But like, also like, don't forget about yourself. Don't forget like who you are and like what you need and expectations you have as well. And you are the most important person that matters too.
I love that.
So putting yourself first is just like really important.
That's such a good one. Yeah, because we like think that we have to like do what the other person wants and that makes a good relationship. But it's like you also need to know what you want and what makes you happy.
Yeah, and I like also like remember like just not being like entirely myself sometimes because like I just was like thinking that that's not how I should be.
Yeah, like it's not what they want.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like so much of my high school dating was trying to like fit into what another person wanted me to be. Like, oh, this guy likes this, so let me do this. And it's like, you might have zero interest in that, but you're just acting like that. So I think it's so important to stay true to yourself.
Yeah, and like, who cares if you're a little bit like quirky or like you like certain things that like other people don't like? Like, who cares? Like, at the end of the day, it doesn't even matter that much.
Yeah. And honestly, like, that goes into my next one is that like a lot of people like he's, I was just going to be like, he or she or whoever you're crushing on is not that cool. Like, I think we put them on a freaking pedestal. Like, they're the coolest people. And now I look back at some of the people I liked in high school, like, now, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you weren't that cool. Like, I literally thought they were the coolest people ever. And I was just, like, this, like, person all the way down on the totem pole. And they were so high. Like, we glorify these, like, our crushes at the time and think they're so amazing when they're just, like, human beings and they're normal. It's like, they're not that cool. I don't think that any I would have liked as a 16-year-old being told that. But I think remembering that, because then we put ourselves down and we're like, oh my gosh, there's no way they're going to like me.
Like, you're just as cool too, you know?
Yeah, you're also freaking cool. Like, if you think they're cool, you're cool. If it's just like, you think you're not cool. So yeah, definitely like, they're not that cool. It's okay. We're all human and you're cool too.
That's great. I'm glad you
said that. Great advice. You're not cool.
I mean, I feel like a lot of this goes back to like staying true to yourself.
Yeah.
And I know it's so much easier said than done. I know that because like I just think back to like during that time, like when we were that age and like you're just like always trying to figure out who you are and like, you know, like your social life matters in that kind of aspect as much as school does. Like, so does your social life in a way too. Like, it really does shape who you are. Like, a lot of those experiences that we have in high school, like, we take into adulthood. Like, you know, we think about those times. Like, you know, Divya and I are constantly bringing up stuff that happened in high school and like how either tragic or funny it was because like it impacted us, right? Totally. And so that's why like I even think we're doing this episode because like, even like, I'm sure not many 16-year-olds are listening to this, but like, if you were 16 once, you can like relate to how hard that was.
Totally. Yeah, exactly. What's your next one? Let's do maybe we'll do each do two more.
Okay. So mine would be to like stop waiting around. Like I used to do this a lot. I'm laughing because like instead of me like confirming plans or like making sure like something was happening, I would just be like waiting around.
Mm.
And you know, like I don't know, like guys are sometimes dumb, I'm sorry, but like they forget or like they say one thing or like didn't like act on it, and then as a girl you're holding on to like every last word that they say.
Yeah.
And so like stop waiting around if you want to like go do something or like have plans, like make sure they happen. And like I, even now, like it's like don't wait around, like
just do what you need to. It's like we don't need to wait on other people. Do what makes you happy. I like that one. I'm like trying to think. I feel like all of them have been around trying staying true to yourself. So I'm gonna try to like think about one that is a little bit different. It's okay to be heartbroken. Like it's okay to be heartbroken. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be sad. It's okay to scream into your pillow. Like that is okay. I think that's one thing that when I have children and they're dating, I know they're gonna have a heartbreak. It's like so sad to see. I'm sure I'm gonna like be so devastated. I'll be calling Ravisha and like crying to her about my child's first heartbreak. But it's like, it's okay to be sad. It's like such real feelings. And I just think one of the first things adults always tell like teenagers who are heartbroken is like, it's okay, you'll find someone better. Like just you're a kid, like it's fine, get over it. Right. When it's like, that is a real heartbreak. That is so sad. It's like really a loss for a teenager. And so I just would be like, it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry, scream in your pillow, want to sit in your room, do whatever you need to be heartbroken. And that's fine. And to normalize that.
That's so good that I feel like we should like leave or like that should be the last thing. Cause I want to like build off on that as well.
Let's talk about that one more.
I feel like it's so important. Like, I'm so glad you said that because like going through like hard times or like hardships, like things happen for a reason and it's for you to grow as a person. And I remember like I would constantly avoid that. Like I would avoid like trying to get my heart broken, right? So instead I would just be like very like, whatever, it's fine. Like I'm over it. And then on the opposite end was like you, who like felt your emotions and you wore your heart on your sleeve and like there's like so nothing wrong with that. And you know, like Divya and I have said, like we were so different and that was how, like she had her heart on her sleeve and like she felt everything. And then I was on the other end where like I would just be like, it's cool, like I'm not bothered. Like I just had that I'm not bothered mentality all the time.
Yeah.
And it was because I was like just scared. Like I was just scared to be like crushed or heartbroken, but there's like there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And not being heartbroken, and like when you're heartbroken, that leads you toward having your heart like filled. Like every time you're heartbroken, you have it filled in a different way, whether it's by like a hobby you really love, like a friend that's really there for you, like a new passion, like a new hobby, you know, like there's things that can fill your heart up when it is broken. And that's okay, because when we don't let ourselves get heartbroken, we don't let ourselves really feel. And so
And you, of course, it's like tragic for a week or maybe a couple days, however long it takes you to
I think some of mine were like 8 months.
Yeah, some of yours were pretty long, but I didn't want to bring that up.
I was like a week, like
yeah, you're right. It's a week is too short, but it's like on the other side of it, it's like there's a lot of good that comes out of it.
Yeah. And for anyone who's like going through a heartbreak right now, I'm sure that like hearing any of this is like, oh no, but I'm feeling it and feel it. Like seriously, it takes different amounts of time. And I think like heartbreak is like kind of similar. I mean, it's a grief, like it's a loss, and it's going to come up worse some days and not as bad some other days. I remember I would feel it really strongly some days, and some days I'd be like, I'm new, sadness is gone, everything is fine. And then the next day I'd like see a happy couple at the grocery store and then be really depressed. So, you know, it's just like,
yeah. And like, it's so funny because like, I would always be telling Divya, I was like, I don't understand why you feel like it's the end of the world. Like, you're fine. Like, everything's going to be great. And like, was I a little harsh towards her? Of course I was. Cause you know, I had that like, I don't care mentality, but like, I feel like I needed to say that to you for a reason, because like, you did take things like just so deeply. And then like, I needed you to like, tell me to like, feel the emotions, because like, I just like acted like I didn't care.
Yeah. You acted like you didn't give a crap. And I'm like, does this girl like not like people? Like, she'd be like, it's fine. Like, it's okay. Like,
oh my God. I used to say it's fine.
I would all be like, the time. Are you like, okay, Missy, like, but the thing is, this is why you need like balance, I think, because yeah. I would be like, okay, it's like, not, it's not clearly, but then like, you know, there have been times like you really like someone and then things would get bad, or so you'd get, it would end, and we should be like, everything, yeah, it's like fine. And I'd be like, it's okay. Like, you can be sad. And then she'd like be sad and break down maybe. And I'd be like, there we go.
It would, yeah, it would take me a couple of days, because she would like kind of like do check-ins and be like, it's okay, like, you know, like, it's not fine what happened, like, you don't have to act like it. And be like, oh my God, I'm not emotional like about this. And then like, a switch would flip.
Yeah. And I'd be like, oop, there it and is.
Then we used to go driving around listening to Taylor Swift, like, oh, blasting, yeah, the Red album.
Oh my gosh, she
at the top of our lungs.
Yeah.
And like, singing every song, especially All Too Well.
Yeah, she like really normalized being able to have heartbreaks. And honestly, I think that's why I mean I love her for so many reasons, but she was real, she's authentic, she like lets people feel. And I feel like those are things that I'm really gonna be sensitive, or I want to. And that's the thing, even like, I'll talk to Raj about when it's actually really sweet, like, now he's a lot better with when people talk about their feelings, or like, I'm doing this, or I'm feeling this way, he'll be like, oh, that's okay, or that must be hard, it's okay to feel upset. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of myself. Like, before he'd say things like, it's fine, like, don't feel that way. And I'm like, yeah, oh, this is why we say this. And now he just is very in tune. So I'm like, I'm to the point that I'm like, okay, like, because I want a parent like that. So I'm like, okay, good. Like, he'll say the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, that's so important. I think that's what we talked about too, mm-hmm, that like, there was like, just not the conversation that we were having with our parents then. Yeah. I mean, it just wasn't like as normalized. And so like, I'm glad now that it's becoming more like that. And when we do have kids, like, we kind of know like what to do or say a little bit.
Like, at least what we wish that was said to us. So
yeah.
Yeah. I hope that with this, you all can kind of reflect on, one, what did your 16, 15, whatever age you want to tune into self, What were they like? What were they, and what would you say to them? And also just like, normalize all the tough parts about being a teenager. Like, it was not an easy time, but kind of, I don't know, I feel like this is kind of like healing to think about like what I wish I was told at 16.
Yeah. And I feel like for us too, it was a little fun to reminisce a little bit on those times.
Such good times. But now we're in, thank God for the places we're in now. I'm like, phew. I don't know if I could have done any more of the emotional up and down with the relationships. Now I'm like, but you know what? I think all of that is what led me to where I am now. Because the thing is, like, you have to have heartbreak and have to have, like, to know what you want. Otherwise, I think that all, every relationship that now I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe it felt like in moments chaotic. It always was like, okay, this is what I want in a relationship. This is what I don't want. I didn't like when he did this. I didn't like when I was treated this way. And now I feel like I can verbalize that. So it's like nice to see things come together. And even for you, when you're talking about like struggling to be open and like kind of play off cool girl, you're like, you recognize now ways that hasn't benefited, and I see you do the opposite. Like, I literally see when you are in situations or talking about someone or like responding to a guy that you're interested in, like, you don't play that anymore. So it's kind of cool to see us evolve.
We're growing.
Oh yeah, that's just what we're doing. And so I know all of you are too, so to celebrate your growth.
Yeah. So thanks guys for tuning in to another episode. If anything, I hope you like laughed to yourself a little bit listening to this.
All right, well, I hate ending. I'm so bad at it. I was gonna say, I hope you all have a good weekend. Then I'm like, wait, we're recording, it's gonna be the weekend, but it's not that weekend for them. You know what? I'm gonna Google how to end a podcast episode, and you all will hear my ending next week and let me know if it's better.
All right, make sure to give Divya some feedback.
Yes, please. Thank you so much. Give me a rating, give me a grade, and like help me out here.
Okay, bye, guys. Bye.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Conversations Brewing. We hope you take some moments to reflect on our episode with some coffee in hand. New episodes of Conversations Brewing come out on Tuesdays.
We'd love to hear from you about what resonated with you and what you want to hear more about. So let us know on Instagram at our account at Conversations Brewing. If this episode was helpful, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast and continue to tune in weekly.
We so appreciate your support and we'll brew some conversations with you next week.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is 4 missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.